Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. The video game industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and people all over the world spend hundreds of billions of hours every single year playing video games. So we're talking about them today on Made for Glory. I grew up in the 80s, and Super Nintendo was a big deal when I was in elementary school. And it was something I was never allowed to have in my house, but other people had it in their houses, and they loved playing the various games. Sega Genesis came out at some point, too. That was the more violent games. A friend of mine had those. I was never allowed to play, but sometimes, you know, I was able to watch my friend playing those games, and I was always terrible at them. So it's interesting to me as I've grown up now to see that video games have increased in popularity. They're not only on our home systems, they're on our phones and tablets, they're in our cars. Basically, anywhere there's electricity, there are video games being played. So we need to ask ourselves, why are these so popular? What is it about video games that draws people to them, to spend hours playing them, hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue that are generated by them? They're constantly doing new innovations. And I think there's something you can always say, what is the bad side of video games? Violent video games are always kind of the thing that was demonized when I was a kid. But maybe even asking the question, as followers of Jesus, what is something that is pointed to or drawn out in video games that is essential to our humanity? And I think the first is the sense of adventure, that video games are always centered on some sort of adventure, doing something greater than yourself, fulfilling a mission or a task. It might seem mundane for those who aren't in the game, but for those who are involved in it, that if you're doing something that's getting you the token that's going to get you the goblet that's going to get you to the castle to save the princess, that these missions, this sense of purpose is really exciting, and it speaks to something within us. I think within, when we look about our faith, that our faith ultimately is a participation in the greatest mission, the rescue mission that Jesus has of rescuing us from Satan's domain, and that we who are saved by Jesus get to participate in that mission. Another thing that video games oftentimes give is a sense of identity, that oftentimes people feel very strongly about choosing their identity within the video game. They get to choose what kind of armor or the team that they have if they're playing a sports game. And this sense of being able to know who I am, what team I'm on, is very, very important. And a lot of times we grow up in a world, since we have experienced the breakdown of family life, the breakdown of communities and religious experiences as well, that so many people are struggling because they don't have an identity. And so they're seeking to find their identity in this world, either through video games or sometimes through sexual identity or sometimes through friend groups. And oftentimes that leads to greater and greater sadness and isolation and loneliness. And so I think it's important for us to recognize one of the great gifts that we have in our faith is that every single one of us who are baptized into Jesus Christ are baptized into the identity as a beloved child of God. So that no matter what you look like, no matter where you're from, what your past is, if you're in Christ, that you have a royal dignity. And that dignity flows through everything in our lives, so that your mission comes from your identity. The last thing that video games, particularly nowadays, point to is beauty. That many of the most popular games have a beauty about them, beauty in landscapes, oftentimes beauty in music, and there's an aesthetic to it that draws you into these worlds, that draws you into the art and the grandeur and the splendor of what's been created by these very creative geniuses who are at work in these games. And to appreciate the beauty around you is so important. I think that speaks to us something deep and profound that's oftentimes missing in our experience of God. That the faith is the most beautiful reality we have, because the faith is what draws us into a relationship with what St. Augustine called beauty ever ancient, ever new, which is our God. That God is the source and foundation of all beauty. And so to come into a relationship with God, and we do that through our senses, we do that through what we see, we think of beautiful architecture or art and the history of the church, what we hear, we think about just the beauty of music, sacred music that moves our minds and hearts into adoration of God. What we smell and taste and touch, our whole experience and our following of Jesus, particularly as members of the Catholic Church, is driven through our senses to encounter the beautiful with a capital B. And so video games, as silly as it might seem, for those who don't play video games, they capture that oftentimes better than we do even in the church, of how to have a beautiful experience and how to allow that experience to move our minds and hearts towards what is true and what is good. So today, if you play video games, you don't play video games, maybe whether you appreciate them or don't appreciate them, hopefully this discussion helps you and I to recognize why video games are so attractive and powerful, because they begin to point to us something beyond themselves, which is ultimately found only in God, that God who gives us that sense of mission, who gives us that identity, and also draws us into his own beauty. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.